I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. The first insect that I think I remember as a child. Every year I looked for them, and I was so happy. It was like discovering a jewel anytime I found a cicada casing.
They are the song of summer to me. When I first moved to Richmond, it was a late May day, and I heard the first cicadas of the season, and I went out that night, and I found their larvae crawling up the tree trunks. And I very carefully removed them and put them on the tree trunk in my yard so I wouldn't keep people awake. And I stayed up and photographed them well into the night and watched the whole process of them transforming from their larval stage to the adult stage. And it's just absolutely fascinating.
Are they easy to find when they're in that stage?
Yes. When they're emerging, you bet. But depending on the species of cicada, they remain as larvae in the soil anywhere from 2 to 17 years. They only come out of the soil just when they're getting ready to molt that one last time and emerge as an adult. And your chances are best those first few nights, that first week is probably when you're going to see them the most often. And of course, that shell that's left behind on your screen door or on your tree trunk or on your fence, that's the last larval exoskeleton.
Tell me about the annual cicadas we might find around here.
Well, the annual cicadas are called that because they emerge every year. And this refers to several different species, but their generations overlap. So they're emerging in the same locality year after year after year.
And their cycle is 1 year.
Well, they have a life cycle of either 2 to 5 years.
Oh,
but again,
I see.
Because those generations are overlapping,
gotcha.
We see them every year in the same place. In periodical cicadas, they emerge every 13 or every 17 years. Here in central Virginia, we'll see the 17-year cicada again in 2013. I had never seen them before. This is something that only happens in eastern North America, nowhere else in the world. And when Brood 9 emerged in 2004, I received a phone call from a friend of mine and said, you've got to come out and see them. So I drove 3.5 hours to Philpott Reservoir, and I stopped the car. And yet I continued to hear this noise, and I thought, oh no, not only am I lost, but my car is malfunctioning in some way. And that's when I realized it wasn't my car making that sound at all. It was that wail of thousands of periodical cicadas. And they were flying everywhere. They were hanging from the trees and the shrubs. They're very distinctive. Periodical cicadas are black with bright red eyes, so there's no mistaking them with the annual cicadas. This is one of the great natural wonders of the world, and I was right there in the middle.
So what are they up to with all that noise?
Well, those are the males, and they're making that call with ridged membranes that are located on their abdomen to attract females. They can control the pitch and the sound, if you will, because their abdomens are hollow and they act as resonating chambers. Each species of cicada has its own call. If you happen to be a birder and you're good with birding by ear, you might be able to pick up different cicada calls. Just in my neighborhood, I've figured out that we've got 5 species of cicadas just by the different calls that I hear.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You can find a link to his What's Bugging You blog at ideastations.org.